This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Nicholas slammed into the Texas coast early this morning. The storm touched down about 10 miles west-southwest of Sargent Beach, Texas. They could see as much as 20 inches of rain along parts of the Gulf Coast. This includes the area hit by Hurricane Harvey in 2017 and already storm-racked Louisiana. The National Weather Service's Kent Prochaska is in League City, Texas, about half an hour south of Houston.
Multiple trees down all along in these coastal counties. We've had some gas stations with the awnings have been blown over. Some roofs have lost some the metal sheeting on some of the smaller buildings next to it. Extensive power outages from all of the wind.
The center of the storm is expected to move slowly over southeastern Texas today and over southwestern Louisiana tomorrow. Today's the final day of voting in the California recall election that could remove Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. The AP's Tim McGuire with what Newsom is asking of voters.
If we don't turn out and vote no, Larry Elder is the next governor of the state of California.
Those voting yes to recall Newsom then select one of nearly four dozen names on the ballot. And Elder, a conservative radio host, is leading in the polls of those wanting to oust Newsom.
So please vote to recall this man. Vote yes on the recall.
Should Newsom not overcome the recall, then the top vote-getter in the huge field of candidates would become governor. Many elections experts say that person could win with fewer than 25% of the votes. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's going into isolation because of coronavirus cases in his circle. That's according to the Kremlin. He's been fully vaccinated. This is AP News. We've got word of what the Biden administration is doing to try to reunite migrant families separated during the Trump administration.
The Biden administration is stepping up efforts to reunite migrant families that were separated under former President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings. A federal task force initiated a new program Monday in an effort to locate parents, most of whom are believed to be in Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, and Brazil. Under the program, parents who are located will be helped to return to the United States, and they will get at least 3 years of legal residency, work permits, and support services. The American Civil Liberties Union estimates more than 5,500 children were separated from their families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is expressing worries that Americans may increasingly see the court as partisan rather than a nonpartisan institution. She spoke over the weekend at the University of Louisville in Kentucky. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.